It's 10 to 20 with your boy Jew. Join us. So excited to be here with an amazing jewel in gospel music. We've already been talking and I forgot to hit the record button, but we're going to catch up. I met her in person in Atlanta, Georgia for Titus Showers' album release party. And she said something to me that really blessed me. She said, she looked at me, she said, "You look like royalty." I was like, wow, no one has ever shared that with me. And she has had number one hit songs and all of that good stuff. And she has an amazing single out today. And I'm just so glad to be talking to Jokia. What's going on?
Nothing much. I am glad to be back on the phone with family.
Yeah, I know that's right. You are actually headed to town. You're coming to VA. So yeah. If you didn't know, now you know. You're coming. You are coming to the big VA. But besides all that, I am so excited about what God has been doing in your life. Just to see you hit the scene the way you hit the scene, and the things that you have done, the songs that you have blessed us with, has been totally amazing. So tell us about your start in music.
Yeah, absolutely. I started singing when I was 12, but I actually did not take it serious until, like, professionally until 2015. When I was in the Army, I sang, I didn't know they had something called an Army soldier show. So in the Army soldier show, you sing and you travel to every military base singing for families while spouses were overseas in Iraq. So I got a chance to do that for a little while before I went to Iraq myself. And I remember falling in love with God and giving my life to Christ at like 19 or 20 in the Army. And when I did that, I just began to write music to God. And then I picked up the guitar while I was in Iraq. And 2015 is when the Lord told me to, you know, step out in faith and I would say go public, you know, with the worship that we had already had privately. And, you know, God has just been, he's been blowing my mind. I think in 2015, I came out with a song and I had all these expectations of like, okay, this thing's about to just blow up. <'Cause> God, and I'm like, Lord, where to blow up?
Well, I love it.
2015, it didn't happen. Fast forward a couple of years later, it did. With Yahweh still an independent artist. And, you know, I'm baffled at what God can do. You know, I really am. My mind has been blown. You know, some of my wildest dreams have been fulfilled. Not even just because of like platforms, but just fulfilled just to see what God has done and the way he's done it. You know, I thought it would come through a major label, and that's just not how, that wasn't my journey. That hasn't been my journey. It's been through just God, the hand of God, literally in favor with man.
You had the number one song. It's like now when Yahweh hit, it was like this smooth voice. I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, with the matching up with the accompaniment of the music, it was just so perfect. It was just so perfect, and I was like, I was so intrigued. I was like, let me go check out some of her other stuff. And everything is like, man, your style of music to me, it truly opens up a door to walk in, to enter into the atmosphere of God. And it's not a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's just like, it's so simplistic, but so powerful all at the same time. Now, was that intentional? Is that your style of embracing how God uses you in music?
You know what? It is. I think for me, like, because I hadn't been churched prior to giving my life to Christ. I remember my mom would send us on the bus here and there, but we weren't every Sunday. I just was not churched. So I wasn't familiar with a lot of gospel songs. I learned a lot of gospel songs in the last decade, and I'm still learning like a lot of gospel people and sounds and music, you know, is. In fact, I remember when someone said, you should sing for the Lord. And I remember thinking, there's no space for my sound. You know, I remember what I gospel was. And I was like, you know, what I knew the sound of gospel was, I would not fit. I thought, you know, I would have to go on the CCM side, you know, on the CCM side, they don't accept black people like that. It's growing now. It's growing now. They're making a little bit of space for a couple, you know, but not really still. And so where we've had Martha Minuzzi, we've had, you know, we have Brian Pop, we have Wes Morgan, you know. And the list goes on, even though we see even more now. So I felt like I didn't belong anywhere, and I didn't have space for my sound. And then I heard CeCe Winans. Then I heard, Israel Houghton. Then I heard Ty Tribbett. And then I heard Pierre Scheer. And I was like, whoa, what is this? This sounds like love music. And I said, well, wait a minute. Then maybe there is a space for me. When I heard those people were influential in when I gave my life to Christ, music to listen to, and they helped influence me in terms of sound. I'm part Ty Tribbett when it comes to and performance. Israel Houghton with the guitar and multicultural.
Love it.
And then CeCe Winans, she just has a sweet anointing. And Kirk Franklin is daring in his songwriting.
Yeah.
So there were certain things that made me feel free to keep things simple and be myself. And I'm just grateful now that there's people in the gospel industry and that is accepting, like yourself, of it. That's not pushing me away to say, oh, no, this is not what we know, so get away. I'm not being rejected, but I am being received, and that's beautiful.
It really is. When Yahweh came out, it was so beautiful, and now you have a follow up single. Now, before you talk about that, you were in soundcheck when we had Titus's piece in Atlanta, and just hearing you in soundcheck, and it was just you took us there, and no one, it was just like maybe three or four people were in there, but no matter what opportunity or when you have the opportunity to sing, you fully immerse yourself in the Holy Spirit. So tell us about the new single that you have out now.
I have a new song called Let Him In.
Yes.
And song, I remember I was at a worship gathering and we were singing. And this was sometime during a little bit during the pandemic or after. And I remember seeing people lift their hands up in worship. But I remember even though hands were lifted, I saw heartbreak. And I remember, gosh, I see the posture of man, but there's another posture at work and people are heartbroken. And I remember I opened the Bible and flowing spontaneously. And I saw he heals the brokenhearted and binds their wounds. And I just began to sing that scripture just to release it in the atmosphere. You know, people had lost so many family members. People were drained, people were fatigued, people were looking to get outside the house. It was a lot of oppression, like of just sadness. And so my hope was that the scripture, you know, whether it be the most popular or not, or the best sound or not, was just to be intentional to release that word that he is still a healer of like all manner of heartbreak. And so that song is just reciting the scripture over and over. So whether people know it or not, thinking they're singing the song, they are literally singing God's word.
This is awesome. We are talking to Jokia, who's just an amazing person. And let me just talk about her family. her husband and her daughters are just jewels. The whole entire family is just a great combination of people coming together. And aww. I just love the way that your husband supports you in everything that you do, because you just don't do music. You do. Is it real estate that you do as well?
Yeah, you know, I am a real life spiritual farmer. I love investing. And so my daughter is a real estate agent. And when I was her age, I started buying property in Killeen, Texas. I was in the military. It's almost like one age. When you're 19 and you're around people who are a lot older, and these are your peers. I got to do what they're doing. They're buying a house. I got to buy a house.
Wow.
So I started buying property thinking I was like behind. Meanwhile, they're in their 40s, they're in their 50s, they're in their 30s, and I'm 19. So I kind of got fast paced so that's how I got into real estate. It's just by simply buying property. I love playing Monopoly in real life.
And your husband's an actor, right?
Yeah. He is. Yes, he was casted in the show Double Cross for season 3. Yes, he was casted in there, and they killed him off, and they killed him good too. I was like, oh Lord, he can't come back.
Well, when I met all of them, they're just some great, great people. Just a great family. So how can we get in contact with you on social media?
All my social media is at Jokia Music. And I know if you never heard me before, you're like, what, Joe, what? It sounds like Nokia phone, but just with a J.
Wow.
It's all my social media.
Well, before, you know, I like to always ask these great questions, and then I like to, there is one important question that I ask, you know, whenever I talk to anybody, because it means a lot to me. And I'm going to ask you, because we family, I got to ask you the same question. Jokia, when you eat grits, do you like butter, salt and pepper, or do you like sugar? There's tension.
Okay, there's tension there, and it's a buildup. It sounds like a setup, but I'm about to tell you, I can do both. I really can.
I can
do both, but I'm gonna have to say sugar. That response sounds like you are a butter, salt, and pepper man.
Yes, I am.
Let me get some context. When you have that biscuit and you need to sauce it up in them grits, you need that compliment of just not too much sugar. Compliment with the sop up. You already got the sausages. You already got the biscuit. All of those are already kind of salt baked. You need that. You need to lighten it up.
Yeah.
Better bless you. Have you at least tried it?
My wife has. I've never tried it. I just can't fix. I can't fix myself to doing it. I just can't.
That's why.
I think I'd turn my back on grits. I think I would. It's like a personal thing for me. I don't know.
See each other. We need to get you some.
I gotta talk to grits first before I do anything, because grits and I we have a major relationship, and I just, you know, adding anything that's as such, I just think it's dismal. But I to each his own. But I still love you anyway. It doesn't make any difference. That's how you like your grits. It's all good. It's all good. Jokia, keep up the great work, the dynamic work, the God work, and we're going to continue to support you. No matter what, you are our girl.
Oh, well, I thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. The Jew Joyner Show has always shown me love. Jew, you've always loved me and my family, and it is felt and appreciated.
No doubt. Jokey, you have a blessed day, a blessed year, a blessed season, and just continue to flourish and give love to your family for me.
Will do. You too.
All right. Blessings. Bye-bye. We've been talking to Jokey right here on 10 to 20. We're out. Peace.